Namaste. Thank you for coming back and listening to our podcast. Today we are going to talk about the F word. And no, it's not that word that you are thinking about. Today we are going to talk about fear. In my opinion, fear is one of the strongest forces that you may encounter. If properly harnessed, can fuel you all the way to success. But if it is not properly handled, it can drag you to the darkest pit. Fear can be a great source of anxiety, but fear is also one of those elements that help human beings to thrive for thousands of years. Fear has been a protection. Because you are afraid, you won't try to touch a wild tiger. Because you are afraid, you won't try to catch a venomous snake. Because you are afraid, you won't probably go at night to a part of town that you know that is dangerous. So fear in healthy doses could be an ally. I've heard more than once that fear is faith in the wrong direction. To me, faith is a belief in something that even though you don't have any proof it exists, you strongly believe in that thing, and it's usually a good thing, such as God, a person, or a change. But to the contrary, fear will be the strong belief in the occurrence or existence of something negative or a situation that carries a negative consequence for you. Many times, fear gets in the way of our plans. There are so many brilliant ideas that are killed by fear every day. If we gave them a chance, this world would be a way more advanced world, and we would be way better than what we are. What do you think would have happened if the Wright brothers had put aside their dream of a flying machine because of fear? I'm pretty sure that at night when they went to bed, they probably had all these doubts and fears. They were probably thinking about all the things that could have gone wrong. They could have died in an accident. They could have never got the machine to fly and then be total failures in the eyes of their friends and families and neighbors. I'm pretty sure that many times they thought of quitting and not keeping the project. I mean, it is a fact that the dream of flying has accompanied humanity since the beginning. I mean, how many people had thought of creating a machine or a device that would allow them to fly? I'm pretty sure that many of them went ahead and made sketches, thought of solutions and ways to get a machine off the ground. But then fear came along and made them quit the idea. But the Wright brothers were determined and conquered that fear. I've met people with excellent business ideas, but because they have a secure paycheck, they will never pursue their ideas. Some of them have later regretted not pursuing their dreams, but it was already too late. I've never agreed with that concept of the secure paycheck. In my opinion, there is no such a thing. And if you don't agree with me, go back and look into the life of those workers that used to work in the automobile industry. Between 2008 and 2010, the majority of them were laid off. Realtors, when the real estate market crashed, were jobless from one day to another. All those big bankers and CEOs that thought that they were going to have a secure, high standard of living for the rest of their lives, found themselves without employment overnight. I think this is the best time to start a business, to pursue an idea. If you look at it, we have the privilege of living in one of the best eras human beings have lived. We have knowledge at the tip of our fingers. Education is easier to access than ever before. Most developed countries have some sort of welfare system that will support you if you go through a financial issue. Financial institutions are more accessible now than ever. You can communicate with people thousands of miles away from you. Experts in almost any subject can be reached, and if you approach them with the right approach, they will probably share their knowledge with you and they will help you out. So if you have an idea or a project that feels right in your heart, follow it. Don't be afraid. I'm not saying that it will be easy, but if you are willing to do the work and you're ready to put the effort, you have very high chances to succeed. As Mahavatar Babaji said, events come and go. This is the wheel of Maya. Let the wheel spin around you without attachment to any part of it. Let go of the spokes. Live in the center. That is real. Do not attach yourself to paychecks or to things that you have acquired. Don't let things become obstacles that will not allow you to progress in life. You've probably heard that saying of the water that sinks the ship is the water inside the ship, not the one outside. You will only sink if you allow the boat of your mind to take too much stress and negativity. Be aware of the people you surround yourself with. Be careful who you share your business plans with. If you feel the need to share your business plan, do it with someone that is more knowledgeable than you, preferably if that person has done that type of business before. Do not allow the words of the naysayers bring water into your boat.
How many times have you thought of packing a suitcase and travel around the world? How many times have you had fantasies about walking into your boss's office and after giving him a piece of your mind, quit your job in the spot? Why haven't you done that? I don't care how many answers you can come up with. If you distill all those answers, there will be only one answer remaining, and that is fear. In places such as Thailand, it is not uncommon to see elephants doing work like transporting heavy objects or people or wood. And most of the time, you can see how a short guy can control these animals just by voice commands or by using a small staff. So it is pretty amazing when you compare the size and strength of an elephant with the size and strength of a human being. It's unbelievable how can a short guy just with a staff and voice commands can control these mighty animals. But the answer is simple, and that is accomplished by putting fear in the elephant's head. When the elephants are babies, the owners tie them down with big ropes. And because the baby elephant is not strong enough to break the rope, the elephant gets conditioned not to pull on the rope, as he usually gets hurt by the rubbing of the rope on the skin. And a lot of times, these animals are subject to physical punishment. So they learn that if they try to break free, there will be consequences. So these giants choose to stay out of trouble by not challenging their handlers. And that is what happened to us as well. Since we were children, we get conditioned not to get rid of the rope. We are taught to go to school, get a job, get a mortgage, and wait until you retire to travel the world. And then retirement comes, and if you are lucky enough to have paid your mortgage before you retire and you get your finances in order, then you might go out and take a couple of trips, but no more than that. Like, think about it. By that time, you'll be burned. You'll be so tired of working for all those years that you wouldn't have any strength left. So for over a year, I've been following this couple on YouTube. They live in a sailboat. Maybe some of you have seen their videos. The boat name is Delos. These guys have decided to leave everything behind and live in a sailboat. They don't live a luxurious life by many people's standards, and they don't have many of the conveniences that we have here in the States. But they have something that most of us don't have and we wish we had, and that is freedom and almost a stress-free life. I mean, I imagine that they have some things that could create them, you know, anxiety and stress, such as, I don't know, mechanical issues with the boat and that kind of stuff. But they don't have to deal with what we have to deal day to day. So according to Brian, who is the owner of the boat, he had this desire of sailing around the world, but he didn't have the money to do that, so he decided to sell everything and then bought a sailboat and he left with his brother. And for many years now, he has been sailing around the world with his wife and financing his lifestyle by doing odd jobs, and more recently, with the help of patrons and with the help of the videos that they publish every week showing their lifestyle. And they are not the only ones who do it. There are several families that live this lifestyle. And I'm pretty sure that in the beginning of the project, there were many uncertainties and fears, but Brian had this clear goal in mind. He had this desire, and he didn't let fear deter him from pursuing it. And because he defeated fear, he now lives the lifestyle that he always wanted. How many things do you decide to do, but you don't do it out of fear? And the thing is that, remember that fear lives in your head. The scariest things that you will experience only exist in your head, and chances are that you will never face them in real life. I mean, think of the worst case scenario in your life. Many people will say that scenario will be death. And I think that there is a general consensus that one of the humanity's biggest fear is death, which in my opinion is kind of pointless. We fear the only thing that is certain in life. All of us, we have to go through that. Can you do anything about it? No. So you have to live and enjoy whatever time we have here. Make the most out of the time that we have here. Another kind of fear that causes a lot of anxiety is fear of failure. And I think that fear has increased in these last years with the growth of social media. Every time you open social media, you see this flood of success. Everybody is posting pictures of driving luxury cars and paddling in boats and taking vacations to exotic places, pictures with his or her significant other, and in all these like super romantic settings. But what I never see is a post saying like, I had a horrible week, or my business is not doing as good as I want, or I had just lost this business deal that didn't go through. Everyone is living a perfect life online, but reality most of the time is different. And I can see why some people that are going through a rough time, maybe someone that doesn't have enough money to pay the rent this month, or is going through a very rough marriage and the marriage is in the brink of divorce. And a person going through such a crisis, when I start to compare his or her life with the online life of all these people, they feel like the biggest failure in the world. But let me tell you something to all of those out there in this situation. A lot of people that you see in those pictures having the time of their lives is not an accurate representation of their lives. A lot of people try to compensate, and they start to show these pictures to show a life that they don't have. I have heard of people that will go through a jewelry and rent chains and gold rings and all of that for a few hours to take pictures. It may sound ridiculous, but to some people, that is a coping mechanism for them to compensate for whatever thing is going on in their lives. Don't be afraid of being judged by others as a failure. Don't do the same thing. Don't try to compensate for whatever is going on in your life. If your life is not going as you want it to, sometimes it is okay not to be okay. Those are phases of life that we all go through it. If you are not happy with the way your life is going, work on it. Try to look for a solution and change the situation to the type of life that you want to live. But regardless of how perfect or imperfect other people's life are at the moment, you should never compare yourself to others. You are different from the rest of the world, so you must measure success by your own standards. One of the biggest enemies of fear is gratefulness and happiness. Gratefulness and happiness will keep other negative feelings out of you, out of your head. Take a look at your current situation if you open your eyes this morning, you are already in a better position than thousands of people who have died during the time that you were sleeping. Are you employed? Are you unemployed? If you are unemployed, that's fine. This is your time. This is the time for you to start a new business or to set new goals related to your career. Don't let that label of unemployed take you to a dark place and being depressed. Like, if you get depressed because you are unemployed, chances are that you are not going to go out and try to get a new job. You will want to stay home and, you know, do what depressed people do. Don't let that happen to you. If your life is not where you want to be, don't be afraid of going out and ask for help. I'm sure that to many of you, if you are in a situation like that, it will be embarrassing to go out and ask for help. Then you will be afraid of being judged, or you will be afraid of someone making fun of you or criticizing you. But let me tell you something. Most of the people that criticize and mock other people are people that have accomplished nothing in their lives. Most successful people will understand your struggle. Every businessman, every investor, every person who has accomplished anything in their lives has been in your same position. And if you go and you ask for help, most of the people will remember the time that they were in that situation and will help you out. So don't worry about do like the athletes. Have you ever seen an athlete running, paying attention to the runner next to him? No. Runners focus on the finish line. They just look ahead. They are focused on winning. And that's what you should do. Focus on yourself. Don't worry about what's going on around you. Do the same thing I told you to do in the previous episode. Do an inventory of what scares you. Take every fear and look at it from the outside. Look at it as if it was the fear of another person. What will you tell that person about that fear? What advice would you give to that person to conquer that fear? Write it down and then read the advices that you wrote on that piece of paper. I don't care how bad your situation is right now. Let me tell you something. Nothing is permanent. Everything passes. If you are going through a bad financial situation, give it time. Do your part. Try to get a job. Try to come with a new idea. Try to reinvent yourself. But don't give up. Don't be afraid. And again, before I leave you today, I would like to ask you to please subscribe to whatever platform you use to listen our podcast. And until our next episode, push forward, be happy, and God bless you. Thank you.